No one in the Hart Senate office building contracted anthrax after a letter to Senator Tom Daschle was opened there last month, but the size and significance of the building has posed a mammoth cleanup problem. Yesterday, the Senate decided to drop plans to fumigate the entire building with deadly chlorine dioxide gas. Independent experts say a less ambitious approach is not only safer, it is more appropriate to the scale of the contamination. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The vast Hart office building includes 10 million cubic feet of offices and a soaring atrium. It's also connected by doorways and tunnels to other huge buildings, including the Capitol itself.
This is new territory here. Decontaminating an office building is quite a monumental task.
Lee Thompson's job is to make sure germs and dangerous chemicals remain contained safely at the University of Texas Medical Center in Galveston. So the Environmental Protection Agency asked him to review its proposal to fill the entire Hart building with chlorine dioxide gas. The gas kills anthrax spores on contact, provided the air is warm enough and the humidity is just so. Thompson was among those who, upon reflection, didn't like the idea.
I don't think that the biological contamination was that dispersed that the whole building needed to be affected by that. And the feasibility of being able to control that much gas in a building that size and be effective, I thought was unrealistic.
Other experts agreed with that, so the EPA has dropped the plan. Instead, it will use diluted chlorine bleach or a high-tech antibacterial foam to clean up hot spots. It will still use the gas to fumigate Senator Daschle's office and an adjoining suite, as well as the building's ventilation system. But even that may be overkill, says Kurt Klimple. The EPA didn't seek his advice, but if it had, this independent anthrax scientist wouldn't have recommended any gas treatment at all. Klimple says, on the one hand, gas wouldn't kill spores buried in stacks of paper. And on the other hand, Klimple says more routine cleaning procedures, used elsewhere, should work well, even against this specially treated spores from the Daschle letter.
By identifying the envelope that was contaminated, removing any mail or any documents that were associated with it, and by doing a good general cleaning, vacuuming out any loose spores or material that may be on the desk or in the carpeting, anything more than that, I think, is just going to be to make people feel better about going back into the building.
Using chlorine dioxide gas also raises a whole host of other issues. It can damage computers and disks. It could affect the building's copper wiring. It will yellow newspapers, and it could harm everything from bronze statues to paintings, photographs, and oriental rugs in the Hart building. David Earhart, a specialist on art conservation at the Smithsonian Institution, says the EPA called him to review those concerns.
It's a big mess, no matter how you look at it. It's one of these problems where there is no easy solution. You can't just sort of say, gas the place, and that's it. You have to really consider a lot of things. And actually, I'm pleasantly surprised that they really did put so much effort into considering all the possible problems that might arise from something like this.
Earhart suggests gathering up anything of value in the rooms that will be treated with gas and cleaning them with a special vacuum. Lee Thompson from Texas still thinks gassing Senator Daschle's office is prudent. The EPA can measure the effectiveness of the cleanup work by placing some harmless bacterial spores in the rooms and making sure those have been killed.
I think they're taking a sensible approach all the way. I just hope that they don't let the time pressures bear on the decisions too much. This needs to be a carefully thought out process, or they'll be doing it again.
And nobody wants that to happen. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.